Hello, and welcome to the Sam Valentine Show. At least, that's what I'm going to rename it if Scott doesn't come back from his goddamn vacation. This is episode 35 of Not According to Plan. Don't worry, we have a full episode for you. We recorded this episode with Matt Corboy a couple months ago, and it is really awesome. I'm super proud of this one. Matt tells us some awesome stories from Hollywood, how he ended up at Tony Robbins, how he and Will Ferrell are bonded for life, and much, much more. It's such a good one. We had such a blast recording with him. So we hope you enjoy it as much as we did. And we will be back next week with a fresh episode of Not According to Plan. Bye, guys.
It's
and that
face.
Means it's a bonus episode of Not According to Plan. Today, folks, we have a special guest, a friend of the podcast, a friend of both Scott and I, an actor you've seen in probably pretty much freaking everything. His wife is a bomb yoga teacher. His son is a cool freaking dude who knows more about football than pretty much anyone at this table. ladies and gentlemen, Matt Corboy.
Hello.
Oh my God, you're cute in person too.
Guys, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming.
If you ever want to talk Broncos football, my son is your man.
Who are they?
They throw an oblong ball.
It's not ever going to be something.
Wrong audience.
So to start us out with guests, we've learned to breaking the ice is the best idea.
Okay.
So we're going to hit you up with a few would you rather questions.
Oh, that's great.
We'll answer them too because it's our podcast. So
yeah, it's more fun.
Mm-hmm. And I want to talk, so.
All right. Would you rather go to jail for 4 years for something you didn't do or get away with something horrible you did do but always live in the fear of getting caught? I'm going to start you out with a bang.
Damn, Sam.
Wow. I mean, I'll just go with my gut. I've been to jail and it's no fun.
This is the second guest who had that been to jail. Sam, where do you find these people? Intern Sam fired.
I will say that I have never been to jail in America.
Oh, that's a different story.
Yeah, I've been to jail in Mexico.
Were you like Claire Danzing it? Oh, Mexico.
Yeah, I was in. It wasn't like clay pigeons. What's that? No, not clay pigeons.
No, it's something about like.
Yep, it's same actors.
Singapore.
Yes. Keep going,
Claire
Scott,
Danes, you're 5 years old.
Oh, you
that's
out,
why.
And it's tall drink of water. He's from Chicago, Illinois, and his name is Vince Vaughn. It's Vince Vaughn, and
go on.
It's called yeah. Anyway,
okay, we'll you go it. On, and I'm going to look this up as you.
So
talk.
I was on spring break in South Padre Island when I was a freshman in college, and went down to Matamoros, Mexico.
I went to South Padre for spring break.
It's good times, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we went to Matamoros, Mexico, which is like through Brownsville over the border, and I didn't even do anything. I almost peed on some grass like outside of this bar.
Okay.
The toilet was broken in the bar. And then I went outside with my buddy, and then somebody yelled, "Federales, run!" So we ran back into the bar, and I took my shirt off and went in the middle of the dance floor, and like the cops came in and didn't catch me.
Wait, did you take your shirt off because you thought that would be like your cover?
Yeah, because I figured they could see what like I was wearing outside, right? And plus, I have rippled abs.
Right.
I don't have rippled abs. I don't.
Honestly,
maybe I
though,
did back then, but
it really
it's
doesn't
not.
Get better than
yeah.
College body.
Yeah, it really doesn't. Dad bod. Anyway, and so my buddy was outside. I went the cops went away, and I was like, "All right." And then I looked for my friend, and I couldn't find him. And so I poked my head out of the bar, and there's my buddy getting hogtied by the police on the sidewalk, and he's screaming, "Corboy, Corboy!" My last name over and over again, and I was like, "Oh my gosh!" So I went out like my best broken Spanish. I was like, "No! We never peed." Like we never, it looked like we were going to pee, but we never, and then the guy slapped handcuffs on me and put me in and took us an hour into Mexico and
what?
We spent 24 hours in a Mexican jail. And it was gnarly.
It
was heavy. I got strip searched in a shower.
No.
Yes, I was the first guy to get strip searched too. It was heavy. I was just like, what is going, like no smile. I mean, like it was gnarly. I couldn't talk about it for like a year after it happened because I was just like. It was the scariest thing ever. I mean, it's a whole story. It's like a,
How did you get?
I'm not stopping.
The embassy came the next morning.
No.
Yeah. And
how
they
do you
go,
get them in that instance?
Oh my god, this is like some I don't know.
I think
that
because of spring break, and they were they picked this jail. I don't know. And we so they came to the jail, and the guy's like, okay, listen, man, you know everybody needs $15. No. Before that, we didn't know how much it was at the time. But he was like, hey, I'm with the United States Embassy. We're gonna get you guys out. I'm gonna come back in an hour. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to see how many there were of you in here. So there was like 20 of us. There's like 20, 25. Yeah, 25 spring breakers, you know.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, I'm sure they cash out.
All
this
dudes.
Time.
Yeah, exactly. And so he leaves, and like 2 hours later, he still doesn't come back. And the jailer comes over and he goes, ha 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 ha. You thought that was the embassy? We were playing a trick on you. And he goes, you're in here for 2 more weeks. You're here for another month. And he points at me and goes, you're here for another month. And I was like, no, I can't. Family, I gotta go to school. Like, I was like freaking out. But like,
this is only funny now.
I know, it only at the time was not funny. And so anyway, the guy like 2 hours after that, you know, comes back. He's like, sorry, there are a lot of spring breakers, you know. And he's like, it's $15 a guy and you can get out, you know. And I had $9 on me, and some guy's like, I got $21. Who needs 6? And I'll never forget. I was like, dude, I will give you $1,000 when we get back to America. And he's like, yeah, you can just have it, man. Gave me $6. But the guy's like, and you can't, there's no ATM. You got to work with each other and figure out who $15 a person. Oh. You know? But I'm like, what happens if we didn't have
money? Yeah, that's like a money? Saw situation. Like, yeah, put people in scary situations and figure it out.
Yeah. We got off on a tangent here.
It's not according to plan.
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic. I didn't even know.
Wait, okay, first of all, $15 for your life, you're cheap.
Okay, I am cheap. Yes, and that has no bearing on this story, though, but I'm very cheap. No, I'm just kidding.
Go on.
No.
Well,
so
with inflation,
if you rewind
like
the night
now.
Before, we're in the back of a cop car, me, my buddy, Jason, and then these two other dudes who I don't know who are also arrested, right? And this one guy in perfect Spanish says to the guy, he goes, hey, pull over right now, and I will give you $100 American, and you just let the four of us walk out of this car. So the cop pulls over. Stop. And we were like, oh my gosh, yes, like I am not going to jail. He turns around and he goes, no, the four of you are going to jail. Pulls back on the road and drives 40 minutes into Mexico, dude.
Oh my
Pitch
God.
Black into Mexico. I'm in the back of this car, handcuffed, you know, behind my back. I was like, oh my God, this isn't happening. You know, and got into jail, and then I was the first guy to get strip searched. Awesome. Like such a, but he was just looking for drugs. So, you know, turn around and face the wall, and I did, and then he goes, take your shirt off. And I was like, oh boy. And then he goes, take your pants off.
Yes. And
I was like,
So right, I'm
against the wall, right? And he goes, take your underwear down. So I pull my underwear down, and he goes, face the wall. And I was just like, but I'm looking back, and he grabs like one hand on each of my cheeks and like spreads my butt cheeks to see if you have drugs, like, you know, hidden, right?
Oh my God.
And it was the longest 3 seconds of my life, because I was just like, what do you do? Like, if he tries something, like, are you like.
I've learned just to let it happen.
If you saw this guy, I don't know if you just would have.
Oh,
happen.
I see.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But then he was like, okay, pull your pants back up. And I was like, like freaking. I went outside, and then, you know, we had to wait, and we went to the doctor. You had to go. That's what you had to pay for, was the doctor. It was like, you had to pay the medical expense, which is $15 to get you checked out. And I was like, oh my God.
I'd like to see a receipt.
I want to be that doctor.
Okay.
I mean,
anyway, my answer is I would rather live with the guilt that I, you know, I'm a guy. I can just shove it down in the Hurt Locker and not think about it.
The Hurt Locker. Yeah. I just wanted to let you know that the movie
Return to Paradise.
About
Return to Paradise.
Oh, we were thinking about different ones.
Oh, I was thinking Return to Paradise.
Go ahead with your Return to Paradise. No, mine was Broke Down Palace.
Oh wait, you mean
that was the Claire Danes?
That was the Claire Danes one. Look up Return to Paradise. I think that's the one with Vince Vaughn in it, right?
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
I saw Broke Down Palace.
Maybe it's Joaquin Phoenix.
I'm not five.
Vince Vaughn and Heche and Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah. That one's incredible.
Okay, so listeners, you have two new movies for homework.
Scott, what's your answer to the Would You Rather question? Do you want me to repeat it because you totally forgot it?
No, I remember.
Okay.
I'm with Corboy over here. I'm with my boy, Corboy.
Yeah.
Yes, Wait.
What? I thought we were together. You can't change now.
Okay, fine. I'll be with you, and I'll be strip searched. But I don't like the guilt feeling. That's the rest of my life?
Do you want to go to jail for 4 years for something you
no,
didn't
No, I don't want to do that. Okay, yes, I want the guilt.
Yep.
Ugh.
What do you do, Sam?
I don't know if you guys were raised Catholic, but that guilt is real.
Oh, I was not.
No, because we've discussed in a previous episode that our lives are souls and we move forward and we go into another body. So you know what?
I know, but living with that guilt is a lot in my family. I might go to jail for 4 years.
Yeah.
Also, I just got a bikini wax, so I don't feel very bad for you. You just had to spread your butt cheeks.
Bye.
So.
I'll come visit you. We can do conjugal visits and all that.
Oh, great. That'll go over well.
I just saw that.
You just want me to hook you up with somebody in prison.
There was a TV show recently on like girls getting bikini wax, and I seriously had that moment of like,
is it called Oz?
Is that what you do? Like, is that? I feel like I got a little peek behind the curtain.
Oh, you saw them actually.
Yeah, like
wax
I thought
them?
They would like lay back and get it, but it was like on all fours, and it was a very.
It depends on the salon you go to.
They were getting their
no.
Wax. Yeah, yeah.
Does that hurt?
That's all part of the Brazilian. No,
it's all part of it, right?
The butt is like the least painful part.
Really?
Yes.
Should I get my butt waxed?
I mean, it's.
You'd
a thing.
Be shocked at how much stuff is back there.
Yeah.
No.
No, what? You would be.
No, no, I mean, not you. Yeah, no. I'm saying yours is nice.
I mean, aware.
I got what you were laying down.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to move you on to something slightly less disgusting.
Okay, well, okay.
Let's see if you can choose. Would you rather swim through a pool of 100% body fluid or a pool of dead bodies? I love this question.
No one likes you right now, Sam Valentine.
I'm the puppet master.
My instinct is fluids. Because here's the thing, dead bodies are gonna also have fluids.
Yeah, and they're like soft and pockets.
No, don't they have what's the
rigor mortis?
Yeah, but is that what's the fluid that the embalming fluid?
You want like fresh out of a coffin? No, we can't afford that.
Oh no, sir,
funerals
are
really expensive.
Offered on today's menu.
Oh God,
you get a fresh pool of like post Mexican jail dead bodies.
I think this is the
easy
one.
Or body fluids.
You said body fluids, so like. Blood, spit,
yeah, blood,
semen,
poop,
yeah,
pee,
poopy. Vomit.
Actually,
yeah.
You know, out of all those things, spit grosses me out the most.
Really?
Oh, really?
I hate spit.
Wow.
It's like,
yeah.
I think I'm going to choose bodies.
You pick bodies?
Because you can push them in chunks away from you as you're swimming.
So I guess the question, are the bodies in like water? Is it like in a swimming pool?
No, it's like a pool. It's like a pool filled with dead bodies.
See,
like
they
an
got
abandoned
other,
pool.
These
like,
are not the normal would you rathers, PSBT dubs. Like,
yes,
BT dubs.
I don't know what's happening right now. Like, we have our first male guest, and it's like, would you rather sit and poop? Like, it's like we've upped the ante.
Listen, if you want to be in charge of things, you just tag me in.
Oh, I'll sit right here.
Yeah, I know you will. Okay, would you rather.
What are you going to do?
I pick body fluids.
Okay.
Oh, wow. I'm a man on my own island. Okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely.
No, you're, my poop pee.
No,
oh, no, you
say
body fluids.
Yeah, I'm by myself. Yes.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, I can't. But that's like people's relative.
Yeah, that's just it. There's no people
it's like
in the.
It's heavy on my soul as well as my body.
Yeah, it's the Catholic guilt, Scott. I remember.
That's
I'll give you a Bible.
Would you rather never use social media sites or apps ever again or never watch another movie or TV show?
Easy. I look at you like. Easy.
And I'm like,
Scott,
totally.
Go first?
Wait, which way were you going to go?
I would definitely give up social media.
Yeah, me too.
Bye.
Yeah.
I would too.
Yeah, I think
that's like going back 10 years. That's all it is.
Well, if we
exactly.
Ask.
I lived, I mean, I'm only 25, but like I lived, like my first 15 years of my life, you know,
with
no social media, so I'm cool with it.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's an easy one because like movies are the bomb, right? I mean, like if you didn't have movies,
well, I was gonna say TV shows are, but
and
we're
TV
in
shows,
the same,
well,
same,
TV shows now are like mini movies. I think
they are.
They really are.
Yeah. They are. And Netflix is on lock.
Yeah,
they're like, here's 13 hours of amazing TV.
Yeah, here you go.
I'm gonna let you watch it, and when you're done, here's another 13 hours.
We sifted through all the BS, and we're just gonna give you the solid gold here.
Yeah,
yeah, and you're like, oh, this is awesome.
Thank you.
I got on like a Netflix documentaries kick recently.
Okay, I did that a couple weeks ago.
It's awesome.
What have you watched?
The Short Game.
What's that?
It is about the world championships of golf that happen at Pinehurst Number 2 every year for 7, 8, and 9-year-olds. It is Anna Kournikova's little brother. His name is Alan Kournikova. He is a mini Donald Trump, but not in the bad way. Just in like, they go like, well, so Alan, what do you want to do? Like, when I get older, I want to own hotels and like have really like huge hotels. And I want to have like really fancy restaurants in them. It's crazy. And I'll tell you, at first you're like, who is this little Trump Jr., right? And then he spouts like this amazing life philosophy. Like, if everyone had the philosophy of Alan Kournikova, we would all be much happier people. Like, it's...
What is it?
It's basically like, he's like, you know, it's like... Sorry, I keep smacking that. He's like, it's like golf, you know? I mean, like, you hit a bad shot, and it's like, you can dwell on it, or you can just move on, because nothing you can do about it anyway, and you just try to learn from it. And you're like, yeah, I try to do that.
I just want to tell him to sit down.
No.
Life hasn't hit him yet.
It's really good. And then, so the documentary is like...
If he's in a documentary about golfing, life might not hit him
ever. Yeah, and, you know, his sister's pretty... But anyway, he won it when he was like 8... He won it when he was 9. I think this one is when he wins it when he's 9 or 10. And then I searched him because I was like, this kid's amazing. Mm-hmm. He's won it the 3 years after that. So he's like 5-time world champion and he's 13
Jeez.
Years old. Yeah.
Now, can you spell his last name?
K-O-U-R-N-I-K-O-V-A.
Kournikova. Great. I
have no idea. I have no idea.
I'm just going to agree with you.
Yeah, I don't
Good
know.
Good job.
Anyway.
Okay.
So that's, I anyway. Like that. Yeah. It was really, and then we watched, we watched one about AAU basketball, which is like club basketball across the country, which is like run by either Nike or Adidas. And it's all about these, like, it's more important than high school basketball. And then the last one we watched is I'm Not Your Guru, the Tony Robbins.
Yes.
Okay. I watched that one too. And the thing, I would have loved to see that film if they would have done it without giving him a final edit.
I feel like it seemed to be fairly like ish. Listen, the guy's a businessman, right?
I agree
with you.
He's
not going to let. I think when you have a $1 billion franchise, you're not going to be like, okay, you know, documentarians, sure, whatever.
Right.
You know, you're going to be
He's
like,
in charge.
I, let me see it. So, guess what I did last Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Went to Tony Robbins
with my wife.
Yes. You really did?
We really did. We bought tickets 5 minutes after watching the documentary.
Who are you?
So we
have to tell Caleb because he calls such bullshit on Tony Robbins and everything about
it. You know
him.
What? I'll tell you what. I've done the seminar. Because I wanted to have my own opinion, right? I wanted to be like, and I'm fairly like, what's the conscious of like things like that, right? It's pretty freaking cool.
Yeah.
It's really cool. I would say the only bummer of it is they spend a lot of time sort of advertising the next thing, which is like business mastery. So a guy comes out and talks about how his super shitty growing up and like how he had nothing and then he started this steel business and then couldn't really get it going. And it's this fascinating story of this guy's life. And then you realize I've just listened to a 2-hour commercial. Mm-hmm. For Tony's business mastery program that's coming up in July. And if you stand up right now, you will get, you know what I mean? And I was
if
a little
bit. If you stand
like,
up, like they were trying to sell at that moment.
Yeah, they go right there into the crowd.
They do, yeah. Caleb's done something similar to this before. Yeah.
That was a bummer. But I got to say, I'm choosing not to sort of remember that part of the whole thing. I'm trying
to. You have to define
Like
your
with
experience.
Anything in my life, yeah, I'm trying to get out the good and then leave the bad. Like the stuff that I'm like, nope, don't agree with that.
Right.
You know, then I don't take that away from
him. Is he that inspiring? Like, were you raising your hand to the roof? Were you, like, swaying?
It's pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here's the thing. You're with, like, it wouldn't work if you watched the tapes or, like, if they made a DVD series of it.
Yeah, they do. Because, you can buy them online.
But I don't think, yeah, they do. But I don't think it works as well because you are in, we were at the Galen Center at USC, which is where the USC basketball and volleyball teams play. It holds it holds 12,000 people, but because of the stage, there's 9,000 seats. Sold out.
What?
9,000 people.
Oh, I want to know how much you paid.
Okay, I will tell you. Okay. Tickets were sold out. We went online and looked, and they were sold out. And I was like, oh. So I texted a friend of mine who I know goes to every one of these, right? And I call him. I text him, and I go, hey, Bart, we just saw I'm Not Your Guru. Like, I really want to go to Tony Robbins. And he was like, oh, I'm sure it's sold out. And I was like, it is. And I think there were $1,100 or $1,200 tickets. And per ticket. Mind you, those are the cheapest. That's general admission. Floor seats, $5,000.
What?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like going to see Beyonce.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay, we've talked about Bay.
Lately, it's like going to see Hamilton. Like,
yeah. Right, about that? Right. Okay, I'm back on board now. Okay, Hamilton.
So anyway, so I go, yeah, do you have a hookup or something? And he goes, yes. He goes, I'm going to text her right now. 5 minutes later, I get a text. Hi, Matt. This is Sheila from Tony Robbins Research Institute. And she goes, your friends at Bart, I can get you 2 general admission tickets, and I can do them for $600 a piece.
Oh, How?
Yeah, because they were sold out and they just had some reserved or something.
But they
like
were
that.
Half off.
Yeah, pretty much half off. Well, before they were only 800 when I first originally saw, but then I think there's different price levels. So by the time it like sold out, they were up to 1200.
Okay.
So it really it was like I think we got $200 off. But anyway, so we spent $1,200 for 4 days, but it's long. You know what? It was cool. Like, it definitely was cool. Like, I'm really glad I did it. There's some things that took away from it that were pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one was like, do Sam and Scott's podcast. Like, yes! So that's why I'm here. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God, yes! That must mean we have 8,999 more people to go.
I must have said yes like a million times. Oh, this is what I was going to say. So, because there's 9,000 people, and they're all out of their seats, and they're all like, yes, like make a move, like all this, you know, do this stuff.
Oh my
and
God.
You can't, like if you don't, then you're sort of the weirdo, you know, and it doesn't feel weird doing it. It feels weird not doing it. And so you get sort of into it, you know. But it's long too. It's like 8 a.m. to 2 in the morning.
Till 2 in the morning, and then you go home for 6 hours.
They keep you at those late hours because it's, I mean, this is the part of it that I know a little too much about, but those hours like designate. That's when your brain kind of shifts a little bit and you're more malleable. And the more tired you are, the more malleable you are. So that's like the same reason like cults use the same tactic.
See,
is that when they try to sell you?
No. You actually do some cool stuff like late at night. The reason that Tony tells you is because he says it's you got to do total immersion. Like, if you're going to do anything, if you're going to learn how to play golf, total immersion when you're starting. You're going to go to a golf academy. You're going to be there all day. You're going to learn about it. You're going to do this thing. You're going to stay over there. You're going to go back, and you're going to do more of it. And then you're going to get a coach who's outstanding at what they do. And then you're going to learn from that coach in increments. And so that's basically why he says that this is a total immersion part. But I've heard the same thing you've said before.
I mean,
I got to be honest. My wife and I peaced out one night. Like we left kind of early because I was like, "I'm
really tired." Now you're that person.
I'm really tired. There was a few people leaving, but I gotta tell you, when they do like the commercial for you know the next thing, you're kind of like, "Wah wah."
Yeah, you're like, "I'm so in it." You just could have, but if you can take something out of it, it's worth it.
No, it's true. Yeah. The question is, did I get more than $600 out of it?
That's my question.
I would say yes.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Definitely.
Wow.
Yeah, for sure.
You watched the documentary too?
I did.
For sure.
But I wasn't, I have been called smarmy in my life, and I think he is smarmy.
In real life, he's super charismatic.
But that's an act.
I don't believe so. I don't know that you can keep up an act for that long. He's on stage literally for 14 hours straight.
Never takes
a break. Doesn't pee, doesn't eat.
No, and you saw him and I did not. I just saw the documentary. So I'm bowing down to your opinion. But well, no, when I saw the documentary, I'm just like, like I get it. I speak for only 1 hour at a time in front of groups. So you know, but it's an act the whole hour, right? You're very happy, you're animated, blah, and then you're done.
Correct. But could you do that for 14 hours straight?
No, I could not.
Yeah, that's
what I mean.
So that's when I was like, oh, this has to be legit. You know, like it's super infectious, dude. I gotta say. Like hit, you know, his thing and you're like, oh, that's awesome. But, you know, like he tells you, he's like, I'm just teaching you how to work out. You have to then now go to the gym. Mm-hmm. You know, like I'm not your guru. Like I'm not going to, you know, there's nothing I can tell you that's going to, you know, you're going to walk away from it. You're going to feel pretty good. But like you really got to work on it. You know, you got to work on yourself. You got to work on your beliefs. You got to set a higher standard for your life. You have to change your limiting beliefs. Like you have to do that on your own. And he's like, I can't do it. I'm just teaching you how to do it.
Interesting.
And guess what? I have had 6 auditions since the Tony Robbins seminar, and guess how many jobs I booked?
6.
0. So you know what, Tony Robbins? You can take your $600.
You know,
Now you're in the hole.
If you would have said any number there other than 0, I would have been like, signing up online.
Oh my God, that's funny.
I mean, I was on a veil for a Southwest Airlines commercial right afterwards, but I didn't get it.
I'm in love with you. What's their I thought they hired all of their actual workers.
No, you know the ones where the people come up and they go, oh, hey, I can use my points to go to international destinations, and then they sing a song, you know, and they go, have you seen those?
Yeah.
It's that one. Yeah. I think it's an actual employee singing.
Oh.
I auditioned to be the business guy who walks up and is like, hey, I can use my points for any flight.
They're so cute. Now that they have, like, Cuba, they're like, we go international.
Yeah.
Like, sit down, Southwest.
They go to Mexico, too, because in the commercial audition I said Cancun.
Oh, look at you being Southwest. Know. Southwest Airlines sponsors Not According to Plan podcast.
Oh, God, I wish.
I'm just saying it. Everyone believe it.
Speaking
of... Wait, you, which one would you do? You didn't say.
Wait.
Social media or movies?
Oh, movies, definitely. Yeah, no.
You
no.
would give up social media.
Yeah, I'm not that young.
I'm just asking questions. All three like of us are on the same.
But do you think there are people who would say... I yes. can't live without social
Absolutely.
media.
Absolutely.
Yes, I think
social
they're all
media, like you
much
can still text and stuff, but just have to give up like Instagram and, Snapchat.
Have
and
you
Facebook?
Seen people with Snapchat and they have their phones in their hands at all time trying to show you what they're doing with their day?
It's so annoying.
I'm like, I don't care.
But nobody at this table is at that level.
No.
No.
So now that we know that you would not swim in a pool of dead bodies.
Yeah, no, I would not.
And I would.
You've been to jail.
been to jail in Mexico.
You were born in Hawaii.
I was born and raised in Honolulu.
How did you get here?
On an airplane.
Okay.
Yeah. So I went to college. I went to Colorado State University.
That's not in Hawaii.
It is not in Hawaii. It is in Fort Collins, also known as Fort Fun.
Why did you leave Colorado. Hawaii? For?
I think every kid who grows up in Hawaii should leave Hawaii. I think it's important to see how the world sort of operates, right? Like I'd never seen snowfall really. I'd never lived like that where, you know, there's a frozen lake, like that kind of thing. You know, Hawaii is the greatest place on the planet, but I think it's really good for people. You should see everything, right? You should travel and see everything. So I think it's really good for kids to go to school on the mainland and experience that. And then, you know, you can take what you learned back to Hawaii or wherever.
Yeah.
But while I was, so I grew up, I was like a little actor when I was growing up. So I had an agent when I was like 13 years old. And then my parents told me they would never take me to an audition. I had to get there on my own. So when I was 14, I used to ride my bike to auditions. And when I was 15, I got my license. Because you were at 15, you can get your license in Hawaii.
Ooh. Yeah. Wait, what kind of auditions did you go to when you were 14?
Japanese
15?
Commercials.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
That they cast out of Hawaii?
Just yes. Like full disclosure, you don't look Japanese for our listeners.
Hajime mashite.
You are very white and very yes. dad bod.
Yeah, so what yes. they love, I was very blonde growing up. I had okay. like white blonde
like
hair.
Like Dennis the Menace.
Yes, without the menace part.
Okay.
And without the freckles, really. but so I got cast in a bunch of commercials growing up, all Japanese commercials. My favorite one was, it was called Chin Chin Shake. It was a microwavable milkshake.
No.
In Japan. Yeah.
No. That's yeah. like a frozen hot chocolate.
It was like
serendipity.
A frozen thing that you put in the microwave for a certain amount of time and then it made like milkshake. It brought the consistency down to, anyway, Chin Chin Shake. And then Hitachi Ichibanima, like all these little commercials. And I used to.
Did it was, you talk in the commercials?
Yeah. You would speak like a word in Japanese. But it was really fun. And so I had a great time. And then I did every sort of play in high school. But I also played sports. So it was like weird that I did both people. I'd go from water polo practice to the theater and then rehearse the scenes that I was in for the school play and did both. But then I went to Colorado State University, and I was a business major, and I was like, well, you can't make a living as an actor. Like, that's crazy talk. And so I don't know that I really had any designs to do that. And then and then my junior or senior year, I met, like, my two best friends in college were Kevin Linehan, who you know.
Really? Yes. I didn't know you guys went to college together.
We did. And then this guy, Darren Capozzi, and they were roommates, and I was basically their roommate because I was there all the time. And then they were in the acting, the theater program, the acting and directing program at school. And so they sort of got wind that I was an actor growing up and they were like, and did all these plays and stuff. And they were like, hey, we have to direct our senior play. Like you're in, like you're going to be the lead. And like, it was awesome. So anyway, my senior year, I think I did like three or four of these little plays that they did. It wasn't like full on productions, but they would do like these plays. And I just got hooked. And then Kevin and Darren were like, okay. We're doing it. Like, we have no kids, no girlfriends, no debt, you know, like, no reason not to do this. And so Kevin went back to Chicago, where he's from. Darren went to New York. And then I went to Los Angeles. And I started doing non-union extra work. And then I was Will Ferrell's stand-in on Romeo and Michelle's high school reunion.
Ooh.
He's totally cut out of the movie. You have no idea he's even in the movie.
I can't believe that he was in that movie.
He's in the movie. He was so funny. He was the waiter in the movie. And like Romy or Michelle's trying to impress people, you know. Mm-hmm. And so she pays him to come up to the table and say, does anyone here own a Jaguar XJS? And then she goes, I do. You know, and he goes, you left your lights on. The valet. Anyway, it's this whole thing that they do. And it's so funny.
Was he?
He was on Saturday Night Live at the time.
Okay, I was going to say, was he Will Ferrell?
He was
Will
the
Ferrell
cheerleader
then?
From SNL. That's how I knew
him.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Okay. So that's Spartan how I knew him. But he was.
Oh, he got a stand-in? Wow.
Yeah, he got a stand-in. So
that was you. Don't forget your story.
Yeah.
What does a stand-in do?
I thought you said a standing. And I was like, he got a what?
No, I feel like that's a big. Having a stand-in, I feel like, is a big deal.
Well, he was there for 3 days on a big movie. I mean, it was a big movie. You know, it's like Mira Sorvino's there, and Cameron Manheim's there, and
love
you know,
her.
Yeah, she gave all the extras acting class if we wanted.
What?
Yeah,
really?
Cameron Manheim. She was like,
where is she nowadays?
I don't know. She's still at her law firm called The Practice.
Okay,
I don't
sit
know.
Down. Okay, with her 46 earrings and awesome acting skills.
By the way, she's awesome. And she was so, she literally was like, does anyone want to work on some acting skills? Like, and out of like 150 extras, like six of us were like, yeah, I don't want to be an extra ever again. Like, I would love to learn from you, Cameron Manheim. And so she did. And she just talked us through, like, it was awesome. Like, she did this whole crying, like how
she
cries.
Did this on set?
Yeah. Just between just, scenes.
She killed time with the extras.
Yeah, she came to the extras
holding.
What
a cool person.
I love her.
How cool is that?
Nobody does that, you guys. Nobody does that.
You're going to do that, Sam Valentine, when you're Sandra Bullock.
I hope so.
She was awesome. Yeah. I got to see her years later, and I reminded her of the story. And she sort of like, she was like, did I? And I'm like, yes, you did that. Like, you, oh my God. And it was very sweet. We had become sort of friendly on set. And then she had to go to prom, right, in the show. Mm-hmm. And they were like, well, you can ask anybody to be your prom date. And she came up to me and she was like, will you go to prom with me?
Ooh!
It was so cute.
You like, went to prom like, with Cameron Manheim?
I had to leave. I was going across Europe with my best friend the next day. And I was like, I'm not going to be here for the shooting of that. I can't do it.
Oh my God, so you turned her down.
I'm disowning you right now.
Well, that I was also on set a lot because I was Will's stand-in, right? So I was there. So she was like, well, Matt, do you want to go to prom with me? And that was very cute. Anyway, I reminded her of that too when I saw her. And she was like, I totally remember. I don't know if she did or not, but she was sweet as heck.
Can you please tell us what a stand-in does? Because here's what I imagine you do.
Yeah.
You stand.
Yes. In.
In for the actor that is too busy to do it him or herself. And they fix lighting.
Yep.
And camera angles.
Yeah. So they rehearse the scene with the actors and they all stand where they're going to stand and they have marks. And then the DP stands and watches that. And then they say, okay, let's get second team in, which is the stand-ins, right? And first team is the actors. But now a lot of times these actors have 7 pages of dialogue to memorize during the day. And they just came from their last scene. And now they're coming to this scene. Mm-hmm. And they have a 4-page scene. And they may or may not have had time to work on it. So instead of standing there while they set up lights and cameras and stuff, you can go sit with your other castmates and go over the scene and rehearse it while you have the stand-ins. You know, who are supposedly your same height and sort of same complexion.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how I got it. Because I'm 6'2", Will's like 6'3 or 6'4. But I was the closest to his height out of a lot of people. And I never forget, they came into the extras holding. It's like 150 people. I mean, they're like, mm-hmm. Is Matt Corboy here? Is there anybody? Matt Corboy here? And some PA, you know. And I was like, I'm Matt Corboy. What's up? They're like, come with us. And I went to set and I was like, what's going on? They're like, how tall are you? And I was like, I'm 6'2". They're like, great, we're going to give you like a quarter apple. You're going to be Will Ferrell's stand-in.
For those of you who don't know, a quarter apple is an apple box is a like a wooden box that people stand on or they use for like height measurements in on set. And a quarter apple is like the skinny one.
The skinny little one. So I just needed a couple inches to be as tall as him. And then he was so sweet, dude. So I get up there and I was like, oh my God. Because now you got to remember, I'm non-union at this point.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a stand-in, that's a union position. So not only do you get paid a lot more, but you get three of these days and then you can join the union. And that's the only reason I'm doing this, right?
You would have done it anyway.
If it was not, I still would have done it.
Right.
Anyway, yeah. And so it was.
Keep
so
going. Hi, Caleb.
Hi, Caleb.
Daddy.
He won't talk on the podcast, so.
Hi, Daddy.
Daddy, say hi. Oh,
hi. Oh, hi.
Oh, that's the first
You'll
time ever.
Now?
Yeah, Corboy's here. Yeah, Corboy's here. Talk.
Okay.
So I go up to Will, they were like, hey, Will, this is Matt. He's going to be your stand-in. And he goes, oh, I don't need a stand-in, you know? And I go, hey, can I talk to you for a second?
Wait, did this really happen?
It really happened.
Yes, you pulled
so
Will
Ferrell to
the side.
I go, hey, not, you know, so here's the deal. If I'm your stand-in, not only do I get paid about triple what I'm getting paid, but if I work 3 days and I heard that you're going to be here for 3 days, I go, I get to join the union and I never have to be a background extra ever again.
Oh.
And he gets quiet. And then all of a sudden he looks up and he goes, at the top of his lungs, "Can I get my stand in, please?"
Oh. And then
the second AD was like, Matt, go, go, go.
Oh my God. He's like a proud dad.
He was so cool about it, dude. It was the best.
That's adorable.
Cut to like 14 years later, I book a movie for Lifetime, Lifetime Movie of the Week called, oh gosh, I'm forgetting the name of it.
Anyway, that's a really good title.
The stars of it are Will Ferrell and Kristen Wiig. It's called Adopting Terror.
I was gonna
have
say,
you heard about this?
I have your
no, but
up.
I mean the fact that they're in a Lifetime movie. So,
you missed it, this? There were billboards all over
totally
town.
Totally serious, right? Adopting Terror, or there's another one. There was, it had a fake name when we shot it, and I may be saying the wrong name. But anyway, I played Will Ferrell's best friend in the Lifetime movie of the week.
Oh, a deadly adoption. For those of you who want to check it out.
I want to check it out now.
Yeah, it was also called Adopting Terror, but a deadly adoption. So.
Wait, did he remember you?
Wait, do you want to see?
Oh, sorry. Scott, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Isn't that cool?
That looks horrible. Yeah.
But they played it straight. Here's the problem. They're so funny that they're playing it straight, but you think they're being funny. So a lot of people were confused by it. You know? But if you just took it for, like, if you were an alien and came down to Earth and these actors were in a movie, you'd be like, oh, yeah, they're playing it straight.
Okay, you're really selling this movie.
Yeah. Okay. No, it's good. So so I get to set and I walk up and they're like, hey, Matt, this is Will Ferrell. He goes, I know you. 15 years later. I have not seen him since. Ever.
No.
But you had been his stand-in.
I was his stand-in for 3 days. And I go, wow. And he goes, we don't know each other. I've worked with you. And I was floored. And I go, dude, you're freaking me out right now. I go, did somebody put you after this? And he's like, no, I just know that I've worked with you. I don't remember where. And I was like, so I told the whole table, I was like, oh my God. He didn't, Romy Michelle's high school reunion, and he was still like, yeah, like didn't know. And then I told him the story about the stand-in, and he was like, I don't exactly remember that. He's like, I don't know that I would have ever picked that out of like how I know you.
Yeah.
But he goes, yeah, that's it. That's how we met. I've worked with you before. And I was like, you know what, Will? The cool thing about it is, man, I was a non-union extra who had been in LA for 4 months. I wanted to be an actor. And I'm like, because of you, I'm in the union. And now I'm in a movie playing your best friend. Like, that's pretty cool for me.
I want to strangle you. You're so cute right now.
It was pretty sweet. I mean, it was like one of those moments that I was like, that's awesome. That's like, cool awesome. Life moment. You know? Yeah,
that's
the
stuff that people dream of when they think of LA.
Uh-huh. I mean, you know, it's funny how you never think things are going according to plan. And then all of a sudden.
Roll credits.
What? SouthwestAirlines.com.
So hold on. So you told these brilliant, amazing stories with people that everyone knows, which is the best. Can you tell us some Hollywood heartbreak story? Can you tell me something?
There's too many. There's so many.
Oh, don't say that after the Will Ferrell story.
There's so many heartbreaks.
I feel like we have to balance it because here's the thing. Since La La Land came out, everyone has been very, very much glamorizing, once again, the tale of the working actor.
Whoa.
And it's not how it goes.
We know how much I love that movie.
Scott loves La La Land. I have been listening to the soundtrack.
Thank you.
Have you not seen it? Or you have?
No, I have.
Okay. Yeah.
I thought it was lovely. I thought it was super fun.
I loved it.
I'm sorry. I have to get this out. It's 2 seconds. Does he realize that he was the butterfly effect in your life? Like, you might not have had that job if he did not let you stand in.
Yeah, I think he realizes that. Because I told him that. I said, dude, it was because of you. And now here I am.
Yeah, I just, like, I'm sorry. I just really wanted us to revisit that for one more second.
Yeah.
That's just so touching.
It was really cool, man. And he was cool about it. Like, he was like, man, that's awesome. You know, like, that's great. You know, like, it was really cool.
Now, did you ask him to be a stand-in again at that point? I would have. Like, can I stand in for you again?
We didn't have stand-ins on that movie. It was pretty low budget.
Lifetime didn't do stand-ins?
No, not so much. No, I don't think they did. In fact, I know they didn't. But it would have been funny if he stood up and I was like, let me sit. Yeah. Was this where you were sitting, sir? Mm-hmm. That would have been, I didn't do that.
Oh,
if I had a time machine, that's the one thing I would go back and do.
All right. Well, maybe that's the heartbreak story.
Yeah.
There you go.
There's so many heartbreak stories. I mean, especially like the worst of them, the worst of the heartbreaks are when you get so close to a life-changing job, right? When you like, when you auditioned for like a, you know, a series regular on a new show, right? Mm-hmm. If you're going to be like the new guy on, you know, like a like one of the friends on Friends or mm-hmm. something, right? There were many people who were, you know, were going up for, you know, David Schwimmer's part. And there's three guys who are all sitting around going, oh man, if I just got that part, you know, right. like mm-hmm. didn't, you know, but the trick is right to make a living. So those aren't like the huge cliff, like the drop off of a cliff. Right. So you're like, mm-hmm. well, at least I'm making money for my family and, you know, things like that. But it hurts. There's so, right? I mean, there's so many. Oh my God. Man.
Every day.
I'll tell you one. I shouldn't say the name of the show.
Yeah, you have like
show,
a highlight. You can
well, there's a couple, but I remember I went, so it was a kid's show, and I went in for the dad on the show, and it was like eight of us auditioned for it, or a million people auditioned for it originally. And then we went back in again for a callback, and there was like eight of us. And I was like, that's cool. There's only eight people with the callback. And then they had another callback, and there was six people. It was like 3 days later, 3 days later, 3 days later, right? So there's only six people. And I was like, oh, that's great. And then my managers called and they were like, hey, they want you to test for the show. That a test means it's called a screen test, right? You're going to go in and read for the studio.
Mm-hmm.
But before you do, you're going to sign your contract of what you're going to make per episode.
That seems weird.
See, no. It's how they, that way they have you down
that way,
on paper.
Once they say yes, you don't say, oh, I'm $1 million an episode.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that normal?
So, yes.
Oh, okay.
Everybody
does this. It's network testing.
Yeah.
So, okay. So like, you see how much money you could be making and how your life could be changed before the decision is made.
Oh, that's where you're leading. Oh, I don't like this.
Yeah. So you see this life-changing money and then you sign 11 copies of it, right? I mean, there's a million of them that you sign. So, and they literally, they do not let you in the room before you sign it. And mine that day, the studio test happened to be, they were like, oh, there's something wrong with the printer. So you can't audition yet. And so I had to sit out there where like three other guys kept going in for this part. And they happened to be, all three of them were friends of mine.
Nah.
Yeah. And so like legitimate like friends of mine. Like I have all their cell phone numbers on my phone. Mm-hmm. Like not just like acquaintances, but like mm-hmm. I know them. One is one of my best friends. And so it's crazy. Anyway, so they finally let me go in and it goes great. Like, I'm like, dude, this is awesome. And then they come outside and then we go in again, you know, and you're like, oh, this is the best. And then, you know, you hear, I think like a day later, they're like, you are going to go to network.
Oh, good God. How many times?
Oh, the four of you. There's now two of you going to the network.
Is this normal? That is too much.
This is so average.
God, you're so good at your job.
Now, I've auditioned. I've gotten called back. I got called back again. Then I read for, and then I think we had a work session, which is like you just go in and work with the producers to tone, to get the exact tone they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went and tested for the studio.
I have a question.
Yes, please.
Are you using the same scene for this whole?
At this point, I think they have switched the scenes.
How many pages of dialogue is this?
About six pages.
Okay.
So is that a lot?
This takes like 5 minutes or less.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm it's just like a 5 minute
people,
scene.
Just giving
right?
people okay. like a time zone. It's yeah. not like you're yeah, doing an entire episode.
Yeah, yeah. Because okay. then, but I think at this point they gave us new sides. Sides just means new scene.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And it's for the studio test, and it goes great. And I'm like, I wouldn't change a thing, you know. And then we go home, and I get a call. They're like, okay, so they took four down to two.
Mm-hmm.
You are one of the two.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh my gosh. So in 5 days, you're gonna go back and you're gonna read for the network. Okay. And so you're going to go read for the network. Great. Going to the network and with the other guy who's my friend, and it goes great. Like,
Network is like all the important
everybody.
People.
Everybody. It is.
Ever.
It is. I have performed.
It's like a theater.
Giant plays for less people.
Yes.
You know, like this is there's so oh, wow. many people in this room, and it's deep. It's like six rows after the conference table, and you're on the other side of it, and it's just like, it's crazy. And so you're like, all right, let's do this, you know? And we do it, and it goes great. And then they call the other guy, and then they go up outside, and then they have you come back in, do it again, and it goes really well.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, a day goes by. You know, I don't hear anything. And I'm texting my buddy. I'm like, have you heard anything? And he's like, no. So then I get a call. They want both of you to go back into network again.
No. No.
This time, you're going to be paired up with the woman who's going to be... There was the wives. There was the possible wives
so
at the network test.
So they cast the wife.
They at this point, they have not cast the wife. Okay? But there is a woman who she goes like, I think it's mine. But you know, now they have to do the kids. So all the kids, the wife, I think, you know, at this point, I think it was just the wife.
Okay.
Me and this other guy. We go back into the network, right? We go in, we're paired up with these kids and the wife, and we do it, and it goes great. And, okay. So at some point, I get wind from my manager that says, hey, just have fun. I'm like, yeah, that's what I've been doing the whole time. And they go, yeah, because, you know, looks like it's your job. Looks like it's yours.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, can we end the story
Scott's
here?
Dying.
But I'm like, not enjoying this.
Oh, this is great. So I go in. I'm like, what's up to all the kids? I'm like, dude, how you doing? You know, this and that.
You're
and
so comfortable.
And the guy and I are very different sort of types, you know, and it's awesome. I was like, dude, this is great. Have so much fun with the kids. Meet them, you know, this and that. All of a sudden, the president of the network comes into the room, and they've kind of paired up. Now you're going to go in and do it again. So he goes in, I go in, I come out, he goes back in, he comes out, and then the door shuts. And everyone is like, that's weird. What's going on? Now, I've only read with like one of the pairings of kids with right. the mom at this point, you know? Casting director comes out, looks right at me, and she goes, she mouths, I'm sorry. And then says, Matt Corboy, you can go. And you could hear a pin drop just like you could just then. And I was like, what? Like, what? I didn't get to read with the other kids. Like, what? What's that? and then she goes, and she says the name of another little girl. You can go, right?
Oh, that
so
poor little girl.
This little girl bursts into tears.
How old was she, do you think?
12.
Ugh.
And the mom and the girl and I walk out together. And this little girl is
a mess.
And I got to say, I don't know her name. I don't know who it was, but... I think I'm really glad she was there so I wasn't a crying mess.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, like, right.
And I call my manager and I was like, hey. You know, he's like, gotta go. And I'm like, it's not going, you know? And he's like, what happened? I told him, he's like, that doesn't mean you didn't get it. Oh. Listen, they called. You were the studio's choice. You're the producer's choice. You're getting this job, dude. And I was like, really? Oh, hopes are back up again.
Oh God!
Wait a minute. He's like, yeah, no. That's why I told you to have fun. Like you're good. Like you know, they're exercising your option today, bro. Like trust us. And I was like, okay. And then I get the call later that afternoon, and my manager says, "Good news. Good news. You didn't book it." I was like. That was the good news.
Right. How is that good news? I'm confused.
He's like, because you're going to get a job that makes more money.
Did you fire him?
No, he's still my manager. but anyway, that's one story.
Wait,
did
your friend get it?
Yeah, the other guy got it.
Are
and
you,
he's great on the show.
Are you allowed to say what show it is?
I probably can't.
I mean, like, not that many people listen to this podcast yet.
It's the Thundermans on Nickelodeon.
Oh, I don't know that.
So
but
that's
you've
why
been on it now.
I have been. I've been on two episodes now. So
So they were like, "Oh, hey, second choice, want to do a guest spot?"
So
oh god.
Then
this is how it is, Scott. This
I get a call from the. I get a call from casting. I get a call from my agents. Right, casting just called. Yeah,
I hate them.
They want you to come and audition for another superhero on the show. And I was
no.
like,
no.
No.
Okay, good. Okay,
no, no.
Good. I like you.
I do not go in for this. Mm-hmm. And then they say, it's a deal breaker. If you do not go in, you will not book the part.
Some auditions, they book you from your previous work or just book you off your... I saw your confusion on
your
face.
Well, right. And that's why I'm like, they have enough on you.
That's what I thought. But no.
Okay, you and... Okay, we
I
must
got
be... That must be a man thing.
I got like, the no. 7 pages of... No, trust me. I'm the first one to be like, nope.
Yeah.
Take it or leave it. Like, yeah. you've put me through the ringer, right? But in their minds, they're not putting you through the ringer. This is just how they find the best person for the part,
yeah,
right? You
know what I
mean? And so anyway, I go over to Disney and I get it and I audition for what's known as Silver Eagle now on the show. Mm-hmm. And I get the part. Right? And I'm so stoked. I'm like, I forgot to tell you. President of the network. Remember she walked in the room mm-hmm. and that happened? Mm-hmm. Turns out that she was just like, nope. That's the guy. Like, one person changed the entire course of this
Shut
thing.
Shut up.
Yeah. I live to have that kind of power.
Yeah. Crazy.
I don't think you do. There's a lot of other things associated with
Yeah. And so I get Silver Eagle. I'm shooting the pilot now. We're shooting the first episode. It's great. This guy, Bob Cohair, is the director. He's an awesome dude. And we're there, and we're shooting Silver Eagle, and it's so great. And I'm like, this is the best. And we get done, and Jed Spingarn is the creator, and I make friends with him. And I'm like, dude, Jed, thank you so much for having me. He's like, dude, I'm so sorry it didn't work out for, you know, to be Mr. Thunderman. But like, dude, now you're on the show. This is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And they screen the show for the president of the network.
This bitch. It's like bitch in the hallway that you met before.
Oh, yeah, homegirl in the
hallway. Homegirl in the hallway. Sorry, go on.
And she says, I think it's confusing that now we have two superheroes in the pilot. We're supposed to be rooting for the dad, the superhero. And so let's get rid of the entire B storyline of Silver Eagle.
Scott just mic dropped, just so everybody knows.
And so is everyone on the roller coaster now? Because it's been this and this and then this and then this. So now I'm like, this is great. I get an email from the creator. I'm like, oh, Jed Spingarn's emailing me prior to telling me how great of a job I did and how awesome. when the air date's going to be of the episode.
Oh my God. I love your confidence level, by the way.
Hey, Matt. Hey, it's Jed. First of all, we love you. You did a great job. Nothing you did. But we're shooting the entire B storyline of the episode, and you are not going to be on the Thunder.
Who is this bitch? Google her. Nickelodeon president. I'm sorry. Listen, I'm calling her out on our podcast.
So far, nothing personal. She just is like,
yeah, you know what? It's personal to me through you.
Having a problem.
This is why, Scott, you would not make it. I don't think 10 minutes as an actor auditioning for stuff. Just maybe be offer only, bro. Just be offer only.
Maybe stay in reality TV.
Hey, I went through 8 years before I got this. I get you. But you're playing yourself, and it's more to your heart. Anyway, go on.
There is a happy ending. So 3 seasons later, I get an email.
Three presidents later.
I get an email from Jed Spingarn.
Okay.
Matt, it looks like we found a place for Silver Eagle on the show. We're sending the offer over to your agents. Will you do the episode?
I really want you to be like, no.
And I was like, yes, of course. Anyway, and so here's a shiny nickel to shoot this show. So anyway, I did it and it was one of the greatest weeks I've ever had as an actor. Like that show is the best. The Kira and Jack, the two main kids on the show, are awesome. And they're really good kids that have grown up. And it was so much fun. It really was so much fun. And I was like, I want to do this all the time. Yeah. And I almost did this all the time, you know? Yeah. So anyway, that's just one heartbreak story. It sort of turned out okay. But like, you know, I mean.
And
that's
how many seasons has it been on?
Four full seasons of 20, like four episodes each. They've done almost 100 episodes.
Oh my God. That makes it worse. I'm sorry.
You
know, I'm really rubbing the
episode too. You'd be like, oh man, Chris Tallman's making bank.
Oh yeah, because you saw the contract.
Yeah. And he and I had the same amount, so.
And doesn't it go up after, what was the contract
for? I think
they
renegotiated, They lock you in, though. I don't think they don't have to renegotiate, but mm-hmm. I think out of the kindness of their heart, they do. But yeah, I mean, there's so many things. Like that. One of my favorite really quick stories is one of my best friends is Eric Stonestreet, who, if those who don't know, he plays Cameron Tucker on Modern Family. Mm-hmm. And so we work on auditions with each other. And I called him up 8 years ago, and I said, dude, I got a pilot audition for a show called My American Family. It's for this gay character named Cameron. Can we work on it together? And he goes,
I don't want to hear this story.
And he goes, yeah, let's come over to my house. Dude, we work on all auditions together, right? Go to his house, work on it. It goes great. I'm like, dude, thank you so much. I go in and read for it for Jeff Greenberg, casting director. And I get a call, like you're getting called back to read for the producers. I go back to Eric's house, work on it with him. I go back to producers. It goes well. I get the call from my manager. Good news. You're not going any further. No, he didn't say that.
Okay.
He just said, I'm just joking. He said, hey, the producers thought you did a really good job. You're not going any further on this project. And I was like, oh, that project is so good. Like, the pilot was so funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then Eric says to me, he's like, dude, would you mind if I tried to get this audition? Because I think I would kill it. And I was like, you should. Yeah, you totally should. You should try. So he worked on his manager for weeks, like, get me this audition, get me this audition, get me. And finally, 2 weeks later, he called me up and he's like, hey, I got an audition to work on together. I was like, great, I'll be right over. You know, and I go, send me the sides. And he goes, you have them. It's for Cameron on My American Family. And then I go to his house, and he does it so much better than I did. Like, he does this thing. It's not, it didn't never made the pilot, but he does this thing. He doesn't change the words of the script, but like he does this pause that he like almost like he can't bring himself to say. Like it was just almost like this cry. It was the most genius thing I'd ever seen. And I was like, dude, I'm like, E, that's so funny. Like you're so, and then I said, where was that when I was auditioning for this? Why don't you tell me to do it that way? And he goes, I didn't know. I just figured it out. Like I just, I sat with it for a while. He was so good. Like, it was unbelievable. And then of course he called me a few days later and he's like, hey, will you come over to my house and run the lines with me? I'm going back to producers. And then the rest is history, right? You know,
I don't think I know what happened.
He makes thousands of dollars on the show.
Thousands. Yeah.
Back-to-back Emmy winner. No, he's great.
Oh, he's won an Emmy? I actually didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. He won two.
Oh, my God. When is it your turn?
I don't know. Things aren't going according to plan.
But you're on this podcast.
You're on the cusp.
Yeah. Is Eric on next week?
And he's going to do it so much better.
No, probably
I'm
will.
I'm kidding.
You're going to think mine's pretty good, and then he's going to come on and you'll be like, oh, that's how you do it.
I will say, though, his character in the show goes to Missouri State, which is where I went to college.
No way.
So I really enjoy that aspect.
Oh, that's awesome. Because he went to K-State, so I can see why. And they wanted to change it up a little bit. Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you by saying you're on the cusp. You've done a lot of great projects.
No, you're right, though. I mean,
by these stories, you're on the cusp.
I think this is the lesson here, though, is that this is one thing I've learned from like hanging out with you and people in like this realm is that like just work and just like live your life and have a good time because everything else will like get there.
Yeah, and I truly think you have to think that way. Like people say, other actors come up to me and they're like, "Dude, how's it going?" And I go, man, my son made the all-star team in his basketball league. Mm-hmm. And my wife's teaching yoga at a new yoga studio. It's odd. We're so excited. And they look at you confused.
Yeah.
No, dude. I meant like, what have you booked lately? I'm like, well, you asked me how I was, not how work was. Mm. And I think you have to have that balance, right? I think you have to be like, and you have to, it has to come from an honest place. Like it has to be like, you know what? This is who I am. And this is what I do. They're not one and the same. Mm-hmm. You know, you talk to my dad, be like, you know, how are you an eye surgeon? Well, that's what I do for a living, but I have other interests. You know, right. that's not all I am, you know? So anyway, yeah. But
how do you get to that place though? How do you get to that place?
I don't know. I work on it all the time. You go to Tony Robbins and he unleashes the power within.
Right. For a discount price of $600.
Sponsored by Southwest Airlines.
.com.
I can't with you two at this table. Save me, general public.
But it was funny. Somebody asked Eric the other day. In fact, I was at his house yesterday, and somebody said,
"Whose house?" Name drop one more time.
Oh, Eric Stonestreet.
Oh, okay.
It's apropos because we were just talking about it. And somebody was like, "I can't believe your friend Matt's still friends with you." Somebody said that because he was telling the story. He told that story I just told you on Howard Stern, and a lot of people were like, "Dude, who was your friend Matt?" That you know, whatever. Uh-huh. And he was like, "What? What do you mean? Like we're friends. Like mm-hmm. that's work. Like I helped him. He helped me. Like what do you?" And it doesn't compute for me either. I'm like, you would lose a friendship just because somebody got a job. Like you're in the wrong business then, man. Yeah. You know?
And you did like, it. You're two very different people. Like that's.
Yeah. Well, they weren't, you know, I gotta say they weren't really looking for an Eric Stonestreet type really for the show. I got a guest star on the pilot of Modern Family.
You did?
Yeah. So I was in the, so it was great. I didn't
get. You have a lot of silver lining.
I know. They're like, we don't like you, but a little. So. Yeah.
But wait a second. I played Josh the soccer douche. He was dressed in Ed Hardy from like head to toe.
I'm
like
in.
Soccer dad. Yeah. Who like flirts with Sofia Vergara and in the pilot, you know, and I'm like, oh, yeah, looks like you brought your dad. And then Ed O'Neill's like, oh,
no, no, I'm actually.
That's
actually
you?
Yeah, so it's me and Ed Hardy.
I remember that, that line.
Crazy. Wait, do you want to get his autograph before he goes?
Yes.
We can take a picture together. Okay. It's not less weird. Oh.
Yeah. I hate you so just much.
So that was, but anyway, I was on set and Eric is there because they're doing cast photos. He wasn't in the scene that I was in. And Jeff Greenberg came up to him. And I almost like choke up every time he says, but I'd say the story. But Jeff Greenberg came up and he was like, Eric, you were not supposed to get this part. And you came in and you kicked the door down and we had to hire you because you were so fucking good. Jesus. And it was awesome. Like, I was floored. Like, it was.
I've met Jeff and he did not talk like that. So that's really cool.
He was like, Eric wasn't on the list, right? He's a great actor, but he had been a series regular a year previous on a Matthew Lillard pilot, but I didn't go. So he wasn't on the network lists of like people that are approved to be on network shows, and you can choose from these people. But these other tremendously talented actors over here, we can audition them, but we're not going to hire them, you know, kind of thing.
And that's kind of how it works.
Yeah, and Eric, but like my old acting teacher used to say, you got to be so fucking good they have to hire you. You know, and that and Jeff was like, you kicked the door down, and we were so. But I'm telling you, like he was so good.
Wow.
And you know, I guess the moral of the story is just be so good, they have to hire you.
Well, Matt, I'm just not so good enough. Jesse Tyler Ferguson once in my life, so I think you and I can make the Unmodern Family pilot whenever you want.
Let's do it.
Let's be a couple.
I'm in.
Okay. Will you be our Sophia, how do you say her name?
Vergara.
Yeah, her. Will you be her?
Yeah. I feel like I was You're thinking sexy. Like the daughter role.
Ariel or like Haley or whatever, Haley Dunphy.
I'm upgrading your age bracket.
Okay, great.
No, I think it's really touching to hear not only, you know, how you've navigated these very well-told stories, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
Someone's a professional.
Thank you.
But also how you're able to separate what you do and who you are, because I think that's something that a lot of us struggle with.
Yeah, for sure. I use the analogy of like everyone has opened up a lemonade stand in Los Angeles on the same street. Mm-hmm. All of our lemonade tastes slightly different. Mm-hmm. But like my lemonade and your lemonade are probably going to be, they're similar, you know? Mm-hmm. And like, and then when people come and buy the guy's lemonade from like three doors down, you're like, well, how come you bought his lemonade? Mm-hmm. To try my lemonade. And you know what I mean? And like, it's hard not to be like, well, how come you buy my lemonade? It tastes really good. And I worked really hard at it, you know?
Yeah.
And it's hard, you know, but you do. You have to be like, you know what? It's different. Like, it's just, everything happens the way it's supposed to. And, you know, whatever. And you can't get too bummed about the losses and, you know.
I mean, you're very on the nose with the when life gives you lemons right there. But, you know what? I'll take it.
But I did just book a series regular on a show where I play a dad and it's a kid's show. So, you know what? It wasn't my time.
Yes.
Back in the day, I was supposed to book a YouTube Red series called Hyperlinked. I was supposed to do that. That's you know what's happening. It's coming out in June.
Nice. Yeah. Meaning it's already come out.
It's a
TBD on when this podcast is supposed to.
I think it's coming.
Oh right. I'm sorry.
No. Well, so tell. What is the show? Tell us.
It's good. It's about. It's a true story about this girl who grew up in Connecticut who started this website for girls called Miss O and Friends. And it was like she and her friends were like programmers and they came up with this like site to help other girls with fashion or with I'm getting bullied at school, advice, all this kind of stuff. It's a real website. And then they sold their idea to YouTube Red.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then they made the show and I play her dad. I got to meet her dad the first day on set. It was kind of cool.
And the title is?
Hyperlinked.
Hyperlinked. On YouTube Red.
On YouTube Red.
Very cool.
You should definitely get a YouTube Red subscription because Matt and I also recently filmed something together.
Go on.
Sam and I are on the same. Can we talk about it?
I don't know if we can talk about it.
Ooh.
The love between their eyes right now, everybody.
Do we have a name yet? Is that the official name?
I don't know. I don't know. Darn it.
This is awkward.
Sam and I, rewind.
Okay.
Segue. Sam and I are on, we guest star on the same show on YouTube Red. I may or may not have a mustache.
Ooh, is it a porn stash or a mustache?
Spoiler alert, it's a mustache. Okay. I wish it was a porn stash. Wait, so does Sam, but she's not going to say that.
I was
going to
say, I may or may not have a mustache.
Isn't there someone else on that show that we talked about before? A Veronica Mars alum?
Yes.
Sir.
I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. Who's awesome, by the way.
I know. He's also a CrossFitter.
Oh, is he now?
Yes, that's how I know, yes.
Know that. Oh, yeah. We didn't chat about that.
Yes.
I know.
Everyone at this table met at Brick CrossFit. That's why we have this situation going on. Yeah.
Are we sponsored by Brick CrossFit yet?
Sponsored by Brick CrossFit.
No, not, don't you dare say that until we get that money. I'll say Southwest Airlines all day, but I want that Brick money.
Cough it up, JP.
Exactly.
Well, that kind of brings us around to the time, guys.
It sure does. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Matt?
This was amazing.
Sit down. I had such a good time. Can you come back?
Yes, anytime. I
Can
live
I
so
Anna
close.
Farish you real quick? Tell us how you're doing. Call us back. Have you heard her podcast before? That's
it's
all
not,
she does for
it's
an
not
hour.
Very great.
What?
Oh, is this the one with Missy and Zach also?
Say it again.
Is this the one with Missy Pyle and Zach Selwyn?
No. Anna it's like Anna Faris.
Oh, Anna Faris. Okay.
It's just her and her producer.
We've talked about this before. It's not my favorite thing.
Eric Stone Street just did her podcast.
Oh.
That's great.
Yeah, she's getting on the big names. No. I say it because I was an early adopter of her and then I stopped subscribing. But all she does to her callers is like, call us back. Let me know how you're doing.
Oh, no.
And I really just want to say that to all of our guests now. Let us know what Let you book know. Next. Okay, maybe that was just me. Now you have to download Anna Faris, but just one episode because then you'll be over it.
You'll be Yeah,
and I've then heard about
it.
To
I,
us.
I have not heard it yet.
But when Chris Pratt is on, it's magic. He's dreaming.
Did you see Passengers?
No.
God, I thought that was a great movie.
Oh,
you did a voice in it.
I did. I have a voice in the movie. But
okay.
Listen. Not why I said it. I just think he's great.
I'm his stand-in.
Yes, you wish you were his stand-in. Do you follow him on Instagram? Pratty Pratt. It's very funny.
He's good.
He's on like this very strict diet, you know, and he's going doing movies. Oh, yeah, and like he goes like, ooh, look what I get to eat today. It's like nothing.
You know? Right, like, right.
This tiny little
that
wafer.
Poor guy. He is hot as hell right now, but he eats nothing.
Oh,
I mean,
let me feel really bad for all of the men of the world who get to eat nothing. Oh, wait. Welcome to my life.
Welcome to girls'
life.
Wow, lives.
That took a turn. Bye, everybody. So, Matt, if people wanted to follow you on social media, since you haven't yet given it up, where can they find you?
I gave it up, I thought, because I
you
wanted
did,
movies.
You did, but they still want to reach out to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm on Instagram at TheMattCorboy.
And spell on Corboy for us.
Corboy.
Got it.
The Matt Corboy. Yeah. I'm
You're
also on
one?
I'm on Twitter. It's
the twits.
At Corboy9, the number 9.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank God. Someone else has a number in something.
Yeah.
That's like what, but it wasn't like assigned to me. I mean, it's a reason I have it.
Oh, all right.
We can also MDib you.
Come again?
IMDb.
Now? Oh, MDib. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can MDib me. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can.
At Matt Corboy. Is it?
It's just Matt. Yeah, Matt Corboy. Okay. It's my real name. My stage name all in one.
Got
Matt,
it.
But not Matthew, just Matt. Matt Corboy.
Now we can look up the Will Ferrell picture through your listing of your movies, too.
Mm-hmm.
Was it the adoption? Satan's adoption.
Adoption. Right? Adopting. Yeah. A deadly adoption.
You got to look at the poster, guys. It's so good.
It's Please good. Christian Wiggs in it, too. It's great.
And email us at notaccordingtoplanpodcast@gmail.com and tell us what you think. And we'll let Matt know.
Only if it's good.
Sam, to segue, you also use a number in your blog. So how can they find you?
Until I'm at a Corboy level, I am the number one brokeactress.com. To read about what life is like in the bottom feeder level. And you can also find me at Instagram at Sam Valentine and Snapchat Sam_Val. Scott Flannery is Scott Flannery everywhere. I'm not even letting him do it.
I sure am. You can check out how I am doing on the race if we're posting this before. And if it's after, you can see if I won or not. So you can see if Sam was right or
Maybe
not.
He bought some more new socks.
Awesome. Well, thanks for listening, Matt Corboy.
Thanks
I
for
love
having me,
you
guys.
So much.
This is super fun.
Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.